Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back. And neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony. Some explosions. And a clock ticking, because this offer,
$149 or less,
ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less. Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/140.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump announced a semiconductor deal with Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, the chipmaker, pledging $100 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years. The president, talking to reporters, says he still believes a mineral rights deal can be made between the U.S. and Ukraine, and spoke about Friday's heated exchange with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House.
Well, I just think he should be more appreciative because this country has stuck with them through thick and thin. We've given them much more than Europe, and Europe should have given more than us.
After he was asked to leave the White House, Ukrainian President Zelensky meeting with European leaders over the weekend who say they stand by Ukraine. German authorities are investigating a car attack in the city of Mannheim. Two people were killed, several others injured. Police say they've detained a 40-year-old German. Fire crews battling 175 wildfires in the Carolinas and drought conditions. Much needed rain expected this week. This is ABC News. The Academy Awards entertained and surprised last night with who walked away with an Oscar. ABC's Chris Connolly has the big winners.
Oscar night 2025 saw movie greats honoring an underdog story on and off screen.
Anora
winning 5 Oscars in all, including Best Picture, and serving up the big night's biggest surprise in Best Actress.
Mikey Madison.
After a strong award season for The Substance's Demi Moore, the Oscar going to Anora's meteorite of a leading lady, 25-year-old Mikey Madison.
Madison, who grew up in L.A., says she could not have imagined she would ever win an Oscar. In Illinois today, the gunman in the Highland Park 4th of July shooting in 2022 pleaded guilty to charges of killing 7 people and injuring dozens of others at that parade. It avoids a trial for the defendant, Robert Primo III, that was set to begin today. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you the most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Democrats are raising questions about the Wisconsin Legislature's Government Accountability and Transparency Committee. GOAT co-chair Representative Shay Sortwell is making open records requests regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that's in line with the committee's goals.
So I think they are attempting to find the information to make sure as we go forward it's relevant. I think that's good.
Sortwell's office didn't respond to a request for comment. Democrats on the committee contend he's acting on his own before the committee has scheduled any public hearings. Some dairy farmers and processors around Wisconsin sense the effect of the Trump administration's funding freeze. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says the most recent round of funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative has been paused.
It stands to impact 420 dairy businesses nationwide, many of them very small farms or processors who've used small targeted grants to grow their businesses and now may not receive reimbursement for their expenses.
Sweeney and other members of the association will be traveling to Washington next week to urge USDA officials to release the funding and ask members of Congress to support the program they've already voted for. The Lac du Flambeau tribe is backing off of a threat to issue trespassing citations to people using contested roads on their reservation.
Tribal elders said in January that anyone caught traveling on several disputed roads without authorization would be issued citations. This is after the tribe agreed not to block those roads while litigation over an easement dispute continues. A judge will hear arguments in the dispute on Monday. The Lac du Flambeau tribe says the easement for those roads expired over a decade ago and has been seeking payment from the town of Lac du Flambeau for repairs, upkeep, and continued access. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's the calm before the storm, with clouds increasing and a chance of spotty sprinkles. High temperatures today still smack the mid-50s, and tonight stay above freezing. With a few scattered showers tomorrow morning, rain really ramps up tomorrow night. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday, prompting a winter storm watch. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 44 degrees.
By Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And we are live at Commodity Classic 2025 in Denver, Colorado. And we are spending the day with our friends at Nutrient Ag Solutions here on AOA, Agriculture of America. Good to have you with us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. A lot of exciting things for us to talk about here with the team at Nutrien on today's program. Coming up, we're going to hear from Ron Calhoun. We're going to talk Infinity in just a moment. Later in the show, we'll hear from Casey McDaniel with Nutrien, also John Maiman with Nutrien and Financial, and a lot of great stuff for us to talk about here during the show today. So definitely thank you for joining us. Also, we are going to look at markets coming up here in just a little bit. Don't want to forget that. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net is going to join us for that conversation as we take a look at how things are trading as we kick off the month of March. So plenty to get to. I don't want to waste any time, though, as we dive into our show today. Joining me now, Senior Manager, Plant Nutrition for Loveland Products with Nutrien Ag Solutions, Ron Calhoun. Ron, it's great to talk to you again. I know we just talked a few days ago here on the show, but it's good to see you in person. I think you told me good to see someone in 3D dimension, right, Ron?
Yeah, it's always nice to actually meet someone in three dimensions after you know maybe just seen them on a screen or whatever. So it was great hooking up with you here this morning.
Absolutely. Well, hey, let's talk about Infinity. And I know we kind of discuss this, and you gave us a real great overview here on the show last week, but maybe just for a quick refresher, tell us a little bit about this brand new product from Infinity.
Yeah, so Infinity for us is a biologically based nitrogen efficiency solution that has three modes of action working to improve nitrogen fixation in the soil, recruitment of nitrogen fixers, and trying to liberate organic pools of nitrogen. So it's designed as a tool to help farmers have another tool for managing their nitrogen program and trying to improve overall nitrogen use efficiency, get more available for the crop, improve health, improve yields.
Well, and thinking about improving that nitrogen use, obviously, we know how crucial nitrogen is to our crops. I mean, walk us through some of the benefits of using a product like this. I think that's where a lot of growers have been asking questions as they're learning about all these new products that are out there on the market. So walk us through some of the benefits of Infinity.
Yeah. So as I think about, you know, trying to provide nitrogen as the primary micronutrient, something that's used, you know, by the plant more than just about anything else, we think about how Mother Nature sometimes will kind of work against us, right?
Sure.
And so maybe things get dry, maybe things get wet, maybe we have some other, you know, things get cool for a bit. And sometimes we are looking to provide, you know, supplemental nitrogen, but maybe the conditions don't exist for us to be able to go out there and do that. When we look at what, you know, what's available to the plant, certainly we have the nitrogen that we have applied conventionally, but we also have this great system designed. We also have this great system designed by Mother Nature that is accessing nitrogen. And so the biological space having those nitrogen, the atmospheric nitrogen that can be fixed into the plant using those nitrogen fixing organisms. And so I think for a grower, this is just like another leg of the tool of the stool on a nitrogen management program. To help provide some supplemental N into that program. And so more pounds of N is not always possible or advisable. And when we look at the overall trend over the last 40 or 50 years, growers have done amazing things to take nitrogen use efficiency maybe from something like 2.4, 2.6 pounds of nitrogen per bushel. National average is probably closer to 1.1 or 1.2 right now, right? Mm-hmm. So what is that next evolution that's going to help as a tool for growers to use to help them on that journey to drive outcomes with even better nitrogen use efficiency?
Well, when I think about how Infinity can integrate itself with existing nitrogen management and more, and I think about how much growers trust Nutrien and Loveland products. And, you know, when they're looking at all these types of new nitrogen type products that are on the market, they know that when they're coming to you guys for a product like this, they can trust the science behind it, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's maybe one thing that helps sets Infinity apart. Does it, Ron?
It does. You know, I think you're going to see that just with, as you were listing off the people you're going to talk to today.
Yeah.
You know, Nutrien has this, it's really cool to work for a company that's looking to stand by the grower every step of the process. So we go over to the other corner there, and we're talking about DynaGrow Seed, talking about Nutrien Financial, we're talking about managing farm data, we're talking about helping people with sustainable outcomes, you know, digital weather. And then you get to our part where we're talking about some of those solutions that are a little bit more practical. We have a proven track record, particularly in this biological, biostimulant, bionutrition space. We have a proven track record of products that have delivered that performance for growers. And it really put us in a unique spot to be able to develop this without having the pressure of having to bring it to market too early and be able to test it, go out in the field, actually, you know, have growers working with this product, have universities working with this product so that we can get a lot of feedback on different sorts of soils and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's really, feel very fortunate to be able to work for a company that is willing to do the investment on the research side and bring this purpose-built solution, for helping, you know, a tool that growers can use. A
couple minutes here. You mentioned the feedback that you've gotten from growers, universities, et cetera. What is some of that feedback you've gotten?
Yeah, so last week I was fortunate enough to visit with some growers in North Carolina that had the opportunity to get a preview of Infinity this last year. And, you know, they were putting it in a program where it was much like I described, where they're already using some other technologies. So, you know, maybe one of those growers that was already in that 1.1 space or, one pounds of nitrogen per bushel. And they were seeing in their space when they looked at the cost of nitrogen, the cost of Infinity, the bushel return that they had, they were seeing a positive ROI on that. And they were quite excited to see that work in those programs. And, you know, it's neat for us to see with the three modes of action. I think it provides us the ability to have some successes over a wider range of soils and environmental conditions. So we're trying to supplement that direct isolates with the biological. We're trying to recruit everybody that's already there, letting them know we talked a little bit about this last time, trying to let them know that there's a party going on. It's time to wake up. And so we can measure that improvement as well. And then using that power of biology through biochemistry to go after those organic pools of nitrogen. So with those three modes of action, we're seeing many positive results in different types of systems, both at 100% nitrogen and where people are looking like with the sustainable outcomes that's over your shoulder here, where they might be reducing 5 or 10% and seeing a benefit there as well.
We're going to talk more, I know, here in a couple of weeks on the show again. But as we close out this segment, when is Infinity available and where can growers go for more information? We've got about 30 seconds here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. So our Nutrien Ag Solutions stores have already taken a position on Infinity. And so we have, you know, product going out to those retail stores right now, but it's going to be available for spring of 2025. I think the primary way that this is going to get used is in furrow, because one of our main advantages is that ability to mix it with our in furrow at plant nutrition and not having to do some secondary process to get this out into your system and get the benefit from it.
Fantastic. Ron, great to see you. Thanks for telling us a little bit about Infinity here at Commodity Classic. And like I said, I know you and I are going to talk some more here in a couple of weeks on the show. So until then, thanks for joining us and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. I enjoyed it.
Ron Calhoun, Senior Manager, Plant Nutrition for Loveland Products, joining us here on AOA as we broadcast live with our friends at Nutrien Ag Solutions at Commodity Classic 2025. We're going to talk more with them later in the show. Coming up next, markets. We'll take a look at how things are moving as we start the month of March with Jim McCormick from AgMarket.net. Back with more here on AOA, Agriculture of America, right after this.
When you work in construction, water is not your friend. Whether it's raining, snowing, or building up in your fuel tank, what do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that's been reformulated to remove excess water and protect filters and injectors better than any formula that's come before. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues here from Commodity Classic 2025 as we broadcast with our friends at Nutrien Ag Solutions, and we will be talking more with them later in the show. Right now, though, let's take a look at markets. Are we faring any better in the grains and the livestock trade as we start the month of March? I know the end of last week was not too kind to the markets. Let's take a look at things. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net is with me. Jim, it's good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing well. It's beautiful out here. Just walking over here to the trade show floor. Beautiful weather out here in Colorado. Much better than Chicago.
I was going to say, beautiful weather. They are talking some snow moving in, though, here as everyone's trying to leave Tuesday and Wednesday. So we'll see. I'm knock on wood. I'm hoping it's nothing crazy. But this has been crazy weather and a good show so far. I'm sure a lot of folks have probably been talking to you about commodity prices, which have been, as I indicated, pretty volatile the last several days. We closed out the month and what did we lose? Some 30, 40 cents in the corn market, I think, Jim. I mean, what is your take on where things are at as we start the month of March?
Well, definitely on an ugly foot. I mean, we, like I said, the end of last week, it was just an absolute bloodbath, especially in the corn market. Unfortunately, as we start the new month, last month of the first quarter, we've got corn down 7.5 cents. You've got beans trading weaker. I think a lot of this has to do with just trade fears, Jesse. I mean, we've got a lot of uncertainty. What's going to happen this month at the end of the month, tomorrow, the 4th, supposedly President Trump's going to make a decision. Is he or is he not going to put that 25% tariff on the Mexican imports as well as the Canadian imports? You know, then the fear is what kind of retaliatory tariffs. We export a lot of corn to Mexico. There's no doubt about it. We also export a lot of ethanol to Canada. So there's just that uncertainty. So you combine that with improving weather in South America combined with a big fund position, and it was just a recipe for a nasty correction.
You brought up the funds, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because on Friday's CFTC report, I think it was some 27, 28,000 contracts in corn they liquidated of their long position. But that, you know, number was as of last Tuesday. I'd have to think that from last Tuesday to you know, this Tuesday, they've probably been liquidating more corn. What do you think?
I would agree. I would not be surprised to find out they liquidated at least another 25,000 contracts equal to what they did. And it may be even more right now as the fund position seems to run it. I think some of that is not necessarily the tariffs. Some of it, I think, is the inflation play. Watch the funds and with the inflation. If you look what happened, when inflation was low, the funds wanted to own commodities. And then when the Fed started raising interest rates, the funds just exited out of the commodities aggressively. Well, then as we kind of saw the inflation kind of pause out a little bit, we started seeing some of that fund money come back in, you know, as, all right, we it's safe to come in and play in the commodity pit. Well, now with the inflationary readings we're seeing, the CPI, the PPI, all those different gauges are now starting to show inflation. Food inflation is a huge problem. They're actually talking about putting that back into some of the formulas. I think that's also scaring some of the funds out of the position, because the old axiom is you don't want to fight the Fed. If the Fed thinks inflation's becoming a problem, they could start raising interest rates one more time, and no one wants to see it, but they may have to do it.
I look at the corn bean price ratio, and that's been such a hot topic. We saw the Ag Outlook Forum, of course, last week, the acreage projections they put out there, their guesstimations, whatever you want to say. But I know that ratio's really been favoring corn acres. I mean, what does some of this pullback do to that thought process? Does it do anything to that thought process?
I think there's a little bit of a change, but right now, talking to clients on the, you know, just talking to farmers on the floor here at the trade show, right now, it is going to be pretty much an aggressive corn planting season. Our group's thinking 95 and a half million acres. I think it could creep even more than that, because the reality is for 9 out of 10 farmers walking around the trade floor right now, beans just do not cash flow. Mm-hmm. Corn has pulled back, but it's more the front month than the back month in that instance of the break, the new crop. So we're at this point, unless something really changes dramatically, I think we're going to plant 95, 96 million acres of corn. And then it all comes down to Mother Nature. If she cooperates, we will push that carryout back closer to the Outlook Forum number of a 2 billion carryout. And mind you, last fall in September, we were bottoming this corn market out. The USDA was projecting a carryout of 2 billion 50 million, and SEP corn bottomed at 365. So you can kind of see the risk of what we're looking at if we get the acres and Mother Nature cooperates.
Talking with Jim McCormick from AgMarket.net here at Commodity Classic. It's not just quarter beans. It's wheat. It's cotton. It's so many different markets here. You think about the acreage side of the conversation. There's been talk of a big reduction in cotton acres. Wheat could be down, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, just across the entire commodity space, outside of the corn bean conversation, there is just still a lot of volatility out there.
There's a lot of volatility, a lot of uncertainty, and a lot of that has to do with the tariff situation and President Trump. Like, remember, the headline today is what's going to happen in the next 24 hours with Mexican Canada, but we've also talked about car tariffs with Europeans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, China, interesting enough, he's put 10% tariffs on China. They didn't push back hard. He's talking another 10% China. Do they start pushing back a little bit? We just, you know, that's kind of the art of the deal, as they say, as Trump likes to say. But the uncertainty is definitely there. And, you know, it could be a very volatile summer this year, I believe.
So from a producer perspective, risk management across grains, I would have to think that even with this pullback, as everyone's kind of looking at their bottom lines, if they haven't done any, say, new crop marketing, got to think about some options here in the toolbox, so to speak, Jim?
I'm more of an option player at the moment right now, especially in beans. I got people say, what do you do with beans? They're tough. You forward sell beans. For the most part, you're selling them for guaranteeing a loss. You sell them on the futures. You're guaranteeing a loss. If you want to protect some equity, say, look, I just want to minimize our risk. Options are a good way. I think it doesn't really matter what you're producing, Jesse, be it corn, beans, wheat, cattle, hogs, you name it. I think the game in 2025 is if you can mitigate risk, and if you can mitigate risk at profitable levels, I think that is job one in 2025. I unfortunately don't think this is going to be a year where we're all going to make a lot of money unless you just have a drought. Drought always changes everything with modern farming because of the crop insurance. But, you know, excluding a drought, it's going to be a very tough year, it looks like.
You mentioned the cattle market. Let's talk livestock a little bit. We're down in cattle to start the week. Feeders kind of leading the way there. That market itself has been very volatile, but I would say it's a choppy volatility in the cattle market right now.
A little bit more choppy because the cattle market's bouncing between two different paradigms. Mm-hmm. One day we're trading. The fact is you got the tightest cattle herd supply in 50 years. Okay, so very, very tight supply demands there. But on the other hand, you're getting all these signals from the economy, CPI reading, consumer sentiment. The latest consumer sentiment reading was atrocious. You know, just a lot of negative feelings of the economy. So if you get a weak economy sense, traditionally, that just is the negative drag, especially on the cattle sector. So it kind of depending on what that story is. Are we trading the tight supply? Or are we trading a fear, overall fear of demand? That's where it bounces back and forth.
Last 2 minutes here, I guess, looking across the broader macro complex, everything else, crude, all the unknown with the tariffs. I mean, is there any positive takeaway we can take from all of this volatility? Is it at least good that we have volatility in these markets again to give us opportunities, Jim?
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, the volatility can be very stressful for the producer out there, but you kind of need that volatility to get the markets to move. When you get the markets to move, you get the extreme move. The one thing I tell people right now, because of the room, the volatility, and you got to learn to take advantage of it. And what I mean by that is we react to tweets. Let's face it, President Trump tweets mm-hmm. something out, or just he makes a comment on the way to Air Force One, whatever it is, the market moves, but it could do it in the middle of the night. So if you're a producer out there, I'm going to tell you, you know, if you got a price in mind, be it whatever crop, corn, beans, or wheat, get that order working with your broker, with your grain dealer, whoever you sell your grain to, because you get a situation where the corn market might surge higher on opening Sunday night, and by the time you wake up or pay attention to it, that rally might have already dissipated because it had a knee-jerk reaction to some kind of, you know, communication from the president. So the volatility is tough, but it also gives you some opportunity if you take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, and we talk about this so much, you know, there is that risk out there of trading futures and options, but working with a trusted advisor like yourself, your team, and just having a plan, that seems to be the best way to mitigate your risk in this environment.
Well, exactly, because if you have a plan, you know what you're going to do when the market does certain things. If you try, so the game plan is to have a plan in place so when the market does, or if it does what you think, you can execute your trade. If you wait for the market to do a move up, usually you're going to talk yourself out of it, thinking, it's going to happen another day. You know, get it so you know your break evens. get the plan executed, and then maybe work with somebody who's actually going to make you hold your feet to execute that plan that you devised.
Absolutely. I know folks can reach you guys, agmarket.net. Take a look at all your intel there and more. If you're going to be at Commodity Classic, you can stop by and see you guys in your booth. I think it's in the 400 level.
It is. It's in the 400 in the back corner right against the wall. You come there, if you're here, you got a shot of winning, drawing to win a shotgun.
Nothing wrong with that. Jim McCormick, agmarket.net. So good to see you, my friend. Thanks for being on the show with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on, and enjoy the trade show.
Jim McCormick with agmarket.net joining us here on AOA. As we continue, we're broadcasting live with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and we are going to talk coming up next with Casey McDaniel, VP of Loveland Products under the Nutrien umbrella. That's on the way next here on AOA.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
It's a Wisconsin tradition, so start spreading the word. Whether you've been farming a little while or all your life, it's time to celebrate and see what's new with Wisconsin's oldest tradition. Join us for the 61st annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center. Free admission both days. Don't miss this event to celebrate one of Wisconsin's oldest traditions. The 61st annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th with free admission from 9 to 3:30 both days at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center.
Milk markets are lower. From Commodity Classic in Denver, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk down 3 to 1824, May down 6 at 1827, June down 10 to 1781, July milk down 6 at 1814. Meanwhile, another down day in the cattle markets. Live cattle markets continue to move mostly lower as they're also now the trade looking for what the next support level will be, but the long liquidation continues after the big sell-off on the cash cattle side last week. Feeder cattle, with no support coming from the live cattle markets, continues the downward trend as well. After last week's sharp decline in hogs, the lean hog contracts are starting to find some technical footing in the futures complex. Also, what's helping is the sharp rally in carcass prices that's been led by a wildly sharp rise in the belly price of $31.89. April live cattle down 62 cents to 192.02. March feeder cattle down $1.50 to 273.47. April hogs down 40 cents to 84.07. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade today, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today as well. Again, another risk-off type of trade in the grains. The upcoming potential tariffs also providing that additional pressure. New crop corn down 3.5 to 450, 1.5. New crop beans down 9.5 to 1020. March wheat down 3.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here,
We live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Continues here from Commodity Classic 2025 in Denver, Colorado, as we're spending the show with our friends at Nutrient Ag Solutions. And Loveland Products is one of their brands under the Nutrient umbrella. And right now we are talking with the VP for Loveland Products, Casey McDaniels, with us here on the show. Casey, it's great to have you on AOA with me. Hope all is well and you're enjoying Commodity Classic so far.
Hey, this is fantastic. It's close to home, so live up just north of here.
I was going to say, short drive for you. You could almost probably stay at home if you wanted to, if you didn't want to make the commute every day.
Yeah, the festivities at night probably require me to stay close,
yeah.
Close by, but we're having a great time.
Yeah. Oh, and you guys, I know, have had a lot of people in the booth as well, and it's been really a good show so far. Let's talk a little bit here about some of the different product launches you're discussing with growers here at the show and more, and a lot of different things you guys are working on with the Loveland brand for 2025. Let's start with plant nutrition. We just heard earlier the show from Ron about Infinity. Can you tell us what other new products that growers can expect to see here from that shelf line?
Absolutely. Obviously, we're very excited about Infinity. We're actually launching 12 new products into the North American business. And in the plant nutrition space, another one we're very excited about is React Sulfur. And React Sulfur is going to be launched this spring, mm-hmm. Available for growers this summer. And it's two forms of sulfur combined with our C2 technology. And we're really, really excited about it.
Tell me a little more about React Sulfur. Is it registered? And what are some of its standout features? Give us some more of the details on that.
Yeah, so it is going through the registration process, registered in most states east of the Rockies, which is really where we're focusing our efforts this year. It's going to be an application that can either go 2x2. It can be applied as side dress, also as a foliar, on a number of crops that have sulfur deficiencies. But it's really something that we combine with our C2 technology allows us to use a much lower rate than what you would normally use in a standard sulfur product. So we believe that the application is going to be a lot easier on our growers.
Well, I know a lot of growers are curious about so many new technologies, adjuvant technologies. What new adjuvant products should we look out for in 2025?
Yeah, so Loveland Products at their core, you know, started as an adjuvant company. So we feel very strongly about making sure that we lead in that segment. We're launching Franchise Co-Pilot this year. And that's a formulation that includes our Lesotec technology. It's really targeted towards that aerial application with fungicides. And pretty excited about that. It allows us to get better droplet retention, better penetration into the leaf surface, and get the best out of the fungicide application. The other thing that I'd be remiss to not talk about is a product we launched a little bit later last season, and it's a product called Reform. And Reform is an insecticide synergist. So we found it to work really, really well with like pyrethroid type of chemistries, and allows for a quicker knockdown than what you would normally get, and greater control of resistant populations.
And I think that's so key. I talked about this a bit with Ron to start the show, just the trust that folks have in products that come from Loveland Products and Nutrient as a whole, and growers are looking for these products to help them fight the issues that they have in their fields. And I think, you know, to your point on some of those products and some of these new technologies, you guys are just continuing to evolve in that area.
Yeah. At the end of the day, our innovation, our pipeline is really core to what we do. And our crop consultants expect it, and so do our growers.
Yeah.
So we've got to continue to kind of keep that pipeline of new technologies coming.
Let's talk seed treatments. And, you know, I've been on plenty of farms here in the last couple of years. You see a lot of folks who are treating their own seed, or they're getting it done by someone else, et cetera. So from a seed treatment standpoint, I know you guys had Awakened Flow Boost this past year. Tell us a little bit about that product.
So Awakened Flow Boost was kind of a new venture for us. It was, we've traditionally been able to supply your traditional seed treatment products that you coat on the plants. But Awakened Flow Boost is a product we launched last year. It's a planter box treatment. So it's a replacement for talc and graphite. And it's really designed to get optimal lubricity and also dust off when putting that through the planter.
Do you have any other seed treatment products in store for this year?
We are this fall going to introduce Awaken Mary Seed. And that is some of our, as you see, we've got the Awaken line of products.
Yes, yeah.
And that's nutritionally based. So it'll be a nutritional package that also includes some stress mitigation, some of our biological technology that'll reduce stress. And then we're going to introduce that into cereals and this fall.
Okay. Yep. Casey McDaniel, VP of Loveland Products, with us here on AOA. I want to talk about some key messages you want to share with growers. It may be, let's circle back to that at the end. I think that could be a good wrap up. I want to make sure we have time to talk about biostimulant technology.
Yep.
And I've learned that Loveland Products has the world's largest portfolio of biostimulant technology. So tell us about that a little bit, Casey.
Yeah, as you walk around the show here, and you're hearing a lot more about it in the media, is about this biostimulant space. And we have been selling biostimulants for 25 plus years. It's always been core to what we do. They're very complementary to what we're doing with our plant nutrition portfolio. So they're very complementary, adding to the nutrient availability, stress mitigation. We've brought a product on last year, Terramar, that focused around stress mitigation, and we've really built this portfolio out and continue to do it with products like Infinity.
How do these biostimulants, you mentioned they've gained so much attention and attraction, I mean, how do they enhance both soil health and plant health? I think because that's so key. That's what producers want to know, is how these products are going to boost, you know, their crops in those areas. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, look, a healthy soil is the foundation of growing a good crop. So our focus has been, you know, working with the soil. Yeah. We've got our agronomy team that's focused very heavily on the soil biome and understanding that. I think that there's a lot to learn there. But our products are not designed to change the soil. They're designed to work within, you know, the limitations you might have with your soil. So we're doing a lot of things to make, you know, increase your soil biology, and then also make some of these nutrients more available. And that's really what the biologicals are doing. So if you're making those applications of nutrition, you probably need to include a biostimulant, or you probably already are including a biostimulant.
What are some of the crops that benefit the most from some of these biostimulants? Is it corn, beans, wheat? I mean, is it everything? Is it talk about that?
Yeah, all types. All okay. types of crops can benefit from it. So it's not crop specific. You know, and again, we're focused on the soil. We're also focused on the plants, trying to reduce abiotic stress. And all plants at some point are going to have a level of abiotic stress. And we've got products and technologies that focus on making that better.
As we kind of close out here, we got a couple of minutes. I want to ask you, you know, all the launches we talked about, quite a few of them. I mean, what would you kind of tell growers about all these products that you're bringing to the market, all these innovations from Loveland Products that are coming out here, have already or will be coming out this year and beyond? I mean, what would you tell growers about all the work that you guys are doing and to put into all of these products?
Yeah, so we focus first and foremost is what is the grower problem.
Yeah.
So we don't create a product and hope that there's a problem to solve with it. We start with the grower problem, and you know the nice part is that we've got a network you know of retail facilities that allow us to bounce back and forth ideas with our crop consultants and with our growers. So it does all start with figuring out what the problem is and then trying to solve for it. That's what we feel like we do best.
Well, and thinking about all these launches again, as producers are making these key decisions for 2025, I mean, you know, any other key messages you would leave with them as they're trying to make some of these decisions on what products are going to go into this year's toolbox, so to speak, Casey?
Yeah, you know what? I think everything starts with that getting together with your local nutrient crop consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And letting them ask the questions and you providing, information about your farm. That's really where it all starts. I can't make a product recommendation unless I understand what the problem might be or what we're trying to solve for. So it really all starts with sitting down and having that discussion.
Absolutely. Got 90 seconds here. For growers who want to learn more about Loveland products, tell us where they can go get more information. You mentioned the nutrient crop consultants. I'm sure that's one way, but I know there's multiple ways to get in touch, Casey.
Yeah, look, if you're a grower out there, reach out to the Nutrient Ag Solutions retail location, like you said. Speak with one of our trusted crop consultants. You can also access any of this information at our website, which is lovelandproducts.com. We've got stuff available there. We're also active on social media, so as you see things there, you can certainly drill into that a little bit as well.
Lovelandproducts.com. Casey, any final thoughts you would add or reiterate to folks just from everything we've talked about? We've covered a lot of ground here in the last 10 minutes. Anything final you would add for folks?
I just say, I'm looking forward to this season. I think that we've got we're as excited as ever with some of our new technologies and mm-hmm. give them a try. Take a look at some of the opportunities we're putting out there and look forward to a good 2025 season.
Absolutely. And again, lovelandproducts.com for more if you can't stop by here during Commodity Classic in Denver. Casey McDaniel, VP for Loveland Products. Real good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us here on the show, and we'll look forward to talking again in the future.
Thanks a lot, Jesse.
All right. We are spending time with our friends at Nutrient Ag Solutions here today on AOA. We are not done. We're going to shift over and we're going to talk Nutrient Financial coming up next. John Maiman, Senior Director of Business Development for Nutrient Financial, will be with us here as we continue on AOA Agriculture of America, broadcasting live from Commodity Classic 2025 with Nutrient Ag Solutions back on the way right after this.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Donate at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Pulling acres ahead of the competition is simple.
Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils are formulated with EnduroVis technology and a balanced additive package to control deposits for a cleaner, more efficient engine that gives you proven durability. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And we continue here on AOA with our friends at Nutrient Ag Solutions during Commodity Classic 2025. As we close out the show, let's talk with Nutrien Financial Senior Director of Business Development, John Maiman, is with me here on the show. John, it's great to see you again. How are you, sir?
Doing very well. Good to see you, Jesse.
Let's talk a little bit with you, obviously, on the Nutrien Financial side. I know a lot of conversations about farm profitability here as we get into 2025. We've seen farm profits have been down now for a couple of years. Costs, though, are still, you know, sky high in many arenas here, and it's that cost price squeeze that's kind of happening. So how do you suggest growers can maybe stretch their dollars here in 2025 and make it all work on the operation?
Yeah, that's a great theme of this event here, Jesse. And I would say to begin with that everything that we do at Nutrien Ag Solutions begins by developing customized approaches that drive success for our customers. And that begins and ends with agronomic integrity. Nutrien Financial is a key enabler in that discussion because we bring the economic value that complements the agronomic value at the farm gate from Nutrien Ag Solutions. And so when we look to optimize profitability, it really starts with a crop plan and making sure that that crop plan is revisited consistently throughout the year. And Nutrien Financial is a nice enabler in that because we blend the best aspects of cash, prepay, and financing. So our customers have solutions at every turn to be able to maximize and have the resources they need to make the best decision.
I know the Fed, the FOMC, left the interest rate unchanged in its last review. What ideas do you have for growers trying to manage the high interest rate markets right now?
Well, the first step is knowing that I think the healing from the rapid inflation takes some time. We've seen the prime rate drop. There's a couple anticipated potential decreases this year, but it really starts with controlling what you can. And, you know, that plan is really, really important when we've had so many different variances in the prime rate over the last couple of years. I think that making sure you have alternative lines of capital and available is really, really important, because even with the downturn in some of the ag economy, there will be operations that want to grow. There'll be operations that want to persevere through this. Mm-hmm. And both of those require a consistent access to capital that's complementary to an operating line that allow growers to be able to make the best decisions at a moment's notice for their operation.
Given some of the predictions that are out there for 2025, how do you see Nutrient Financial supporting growers kind of in maintaining some of that financial stability, flexibility, et cetera, John?
Yeah, we pride ourselves on having financing that's in the field with you, with our customers. And that's been the key from the very start. Is it starts with having great people in the field with our customers and having great people that are empowered to make great decisions, to give our customers every avenue with cash, prepay, and financing to make the best decisions. Those decisions begin with the crop plan, layer in with our people to be able to look at flexible terms, solutions that no matter what area of the country you're in, we can match with promotional rates that are built based off of the products and services that we sell that match the cash flows of our customers. And I've seen that being one of the challenges in the marketplace, where we have occasionally seen fancy finance programs that don't always align with the cash flow of our customers. Mm-hmm. We've taken great care to make sure those due dates match with those operating lines so that our growers have the flexibility they need, along with those same great promotional rates to be able to drive the economic value that we pair with the agronomic integrity that's already present from our crop consultants.
Obviously, we're talking about it. We know the ag outlook, it just remains pretty tough for some folks. What are some other strategies that growers can use to navigate these current economic conditions?
Yeah, I think we can be more connected to technology. There's so much going on in the technology market to be able to have tools at fingertips. And our Nutrient Hub really leads that initiative by combining all of the supporting resources at Nutrient Ag Solution, whether it's seed or crop protection, nutritionals, Nutrient Financial, our sustainability platform, to be able to drive awareness of how each of those key pillars can benefit our customers both agronomically and economically. With the Nutrient Financial perspective, the hub really generates the opportunity to view available programs that match cash flows, look at billing statements in a different way, select due dates that are accommodating for our customers. And there's so much more that's coming in that space that will continuously drive value because, again, Jesse, our goal is to provide financing that's in the field with our customers. Mm-hmm. The hub and the technology piece provides that financing that's in the field even when we can't be there.
For growers who want to learn more about Nutrient Financial, where can they go to get more information? John, let's talk about that.
Yeah, everything starts with our crop consultants at our branches. That's the lifeblood of our organization. That's how we provide service to our customers at the localized level. But even beyond that, we mentioned the Nutrient Hub already, and the NutrientFinancial.com is our website where growers can come on and look at the ways they can sign up for financing, the ease with which we can empower that digitally, and get a little bit more information on how these programs and tools can benefit them in their operation.
Fantastic. We've got about a minute or so here. Final thoughts, anything you would mention to folks, reiterate to them as we're looking at the whole ag economy, financial outlook here for 2025, what would you leave folks with here today?
2025, I hope, leaves our customers with a sense of opportunity when we look at rates starting to drop, knowing that if we control what we can control, we surround ourselves with trusted advisors at the farm gate, people that are invested in the same outcomes, the same goals that they have, that they're going to be in good shape to be able to have the right conversations that drive awareness around the best products, best services, and how to manage those at a moment's notice with those that, again, are invested in the same outcomes that they're looking for.
Give us that website again one more time.
NutrientFinancial.com.
Simple enough. NutrientFinancial.com for more information. With that, Senior Director of Business Development for Nutrient Financial, John Maiman. John, great to have you on the show with me. Really appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of Commodity Classic. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
John Maiman joining us here from Nutrient Ag Solutions, Nutrient Financial underneath the Nutrient Ag Solutions umbrella. That's going to do it for the show today. Thank you to our friends with Nutrient for having us here during Commodity Classic. The website for them, NutrientAgSolutions.com. You could find them on social media, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure you reach out. They have a lot of great folks working for the company underneath their umbrella that can help you with your operation in 2025 and beyond. That's going to do it for AOA today. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we'll spend time with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association as we continue our coverage from Commodity Commodity Classic 2025 in Denver, Colorado. For now, I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Another teenager fell victim to fake pills. Smells like big crime that needs to be stopped. Where are these pills coming from?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Babishaw.
And fallout at the White House last week. President Trump says he wants Ukraine's leader to be more appreciative of the U.S. President Zelensky, who was asked to leave the White House, met with European leaders over the weekend to help boost support to end Russia's war.
Zelensky over the weekend said that nobody wants peace.